Good morning, everyone. I'm going to tell you a story about when I was a very young girl. If you look up on the screen up there, can anybody tell me what that game is? You know what that is? What is it called? Hopscotch. When I was a child, we didn't have very much money. We were really, really, really poor. So once in a while, we would get a little tiny piece of chalk from school, because back then they had chalkboards and not whiteboards like they do today. And I had three houses that we had friends that we played at different houses. And my house, we played hopscotch, because my front porch was long and wide. But more important, it had a cover on it. And so when the rain came, the hopscotch stayed there and we could make our chalk go a little bit longer. The other thing we had to play with was jacks. Have any of you seen those? Have you? My sister and I played jacks all the time. It took a lot of manual dexterity because you bounced the ball on the floor. And you picked up the number of jacks, and then you had to catch it with the ball in your same hand. And then the other thing we had was jump rope. Now, they were pretty cheap jump rope, because back then we hung our wash on the wash line. We didn't have dryers like today. So when the wash line got a little bit old, we inherited the rope for our jump ropes. For that, we went to another friend's house. She had a wide, long porch too, but because we all wanted to jump and nobody wanted to swing the rope, we could hook it on the side of the house, and then we could all take turns and jump. And we learned rhymes and we sang. Was that good exercise? Really good exercise. Well, then my friends started to get bicycles. Remember, I was pretty poor. I couldn't afford a bicycle. I couldn't even afford an old, used bicycle. So I went to my dad and I said, I really want a bicycle. And he said, we can't afford it. There were seven children in the family and there just wasn't enough money. So my dad said, you can have a bicycle, but you have to save the money for it. Back then, a bicycle like that, a Schwinn, cost $56. That was a lot of money back then. I got $1 a week allowance. Usually, I took that down to the store, and I bought some comic books, and maybe had a little bit of money left over for some penny candy. Once in a while, I'd buy a hardcover book that only cost 99 cents. They were Nancy Drew books. Have you ever heard of Nancy Drew books? They were my favorite. Now, I was about 11 years old back then, a little bit older than this girl here. Everybody else is much, much younger than that. I was about 11 years old, and we had a program in school where we could take our savings and we could hand it in to our teacher, and every week we'd get a little stamp in our savings book, and I saved for a whole year. And the next summer when school got out, I had enough money to buy a bicycle almost like that, except it had tassels on the handlebars. Ooh, I couldn't find a picture with tassels on the handlebars. And I loved that bicycle. And I rode that bicycle, and we had an alleyway that we would ride up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. Well, one day, because it was summer, I rode my bicycle to the pool, and I went swimming. And when I came out, my bicycle was ruined. Do you know what someone had done to it? Someone had twisted the handlebars. They had ripped off the tassels. They had bent the seat. They had taken the chain off of the sprocket. They had taken the air out of the tires. I couldn't even ride the bicycle. I could hardly push the bicycle. You know what I did? I cried. Would you cry if somebody did that to your bicycle? Especially if you had saved for a whole year, given up books and comic books and candy for a whole year. Right next to where the pool was, there was a gas station, and I pushed my bicycle over there, and there was a kind man that worked at the gas station. And he said, "I think I can help you." And he took the handlebars and he straightened them as good as he could. The seat was almost completely off, and he put that seat back on and he straightened it out, and he said, "Now get on it and make sure this is the right way so it doesn't hurt your legs." And he took the chain and he put it back on the sprocket. He said, "I can't put your tassels back on. I'm sorry." He put air back in the tire, and you know those little caps that go on the end? Those were gone. He gave me some new ones. And I said, "But I don't have any money to pay you." He said, "It's all right. Just take your bicycle home." So, do you know what we have a name for people, kids? This was a bunch of kids that had done that. You know what we call those kind of people today? Bullies, right? Have you heard the term bullies? Do you know that there was somebody in the Bible that was bullied so bad that he was sold by his brothers? You know what his name is? Joseph. They sold their own brother. Do you know what the Bible says we should do? I want to read you something. Did Joseph retaliate against his brothers? No. In 1 Peter 3, 8 and 9, God tells us what we should do if someone bullies us. "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, and ye should inherit a blessing." We should bless bullies so that we are blessed. Would you all bow your heads so we can say a prayer for bullies so that they can be blessed and we can be blessed? Dear Father, we are sorry that there are bullies in the world. We pray that they may have a blessing of your Holy Spirit, that they may understand and know that they need to love instead of hurt other people. Help us to understand and know that we also need to love and be a blessing to other people. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.